Good evening and welcome to Politically Incorrect with your host, Andrew Schechter. This week's topic is hate and disrespect, the new normal. Brought to you by EternalAffairsMedia.com, also known as EA Truth Media. Your host tonight is myself, Andrew Schechter, author of Dark Water, Game Over, and two-time delegate for Donald Trump to the Republican National Convention. Please help us with a donation at donate.eamedia.online. Or by buying some bling at store.eamedia.online. Please help keep the truth online. Welcome once again. 1 week hiatus. The Lord was good to me last week. A special praise and a prayer and thanks for a good week off. Now, you never know how a vacation is going to go, how a week off of work or off of the chores and duties at home, if you're retired or independently wealthy. But when a plan goes in place, not only just as it should, but top-notch, 100% precision, we need to thank the Lord for that, because that's not our doing. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for all the great gifts you've given us. We thank you for the gift of life, the most important gift that's not recognized by many people in the world these days. More and more are disrespecting life itself. We thank you for the opportunity to roam these great lands, to be independent, to be ourselves, to make our own choices. We thank you for guiding us and steering us towards your great conclusion. For that limited time we have on this wonderful creation of yours, we pray that you remain with us always and share your love with the hearts of those who don't believe. Bring them into your fold. We pray these things in your glorious heavenly name. Amen. Please, folks, share, tell your friends about podcasts. A lot of great stuff coming up in the near future. Been a little quiet on the home front, but it's going to get rocky. There's going to be interesting topics for discussion as the summer progresses and the fall comes in and the new elections come up in 2022. And we thank our patrons, Lisa, Reverend Dave, Alicia, and Catherine. There are normals, our regulars. There are others who participate and donate some money. Most important, we need the time donated. We need some hearts and stars and flowers and whatever else you can give us on the Podbean app. Makes me feel good. The only problem is I get too many stars and hearts and too many listeners and my arm gets tired from patting myself on the back. Hi. But thank you so much for showing up. It really is a pleasure to have folks listen to the podcast every week. Without you, the listeners, we are not a podcast. We don't exist. Topic tonight is one that my daughter will certainly understand. Politically incorrect is hate and disrespect, the new normal. And the topic came to me when I was looking for something more exciting to talk about. I had a trip down to the great city the other day, down to Philadelphia, and got to remember what it was like down there. All the hate. The city of brotherly hate, I guess they call it now, instead of brotherly love. It used to be a friendly town when I went down to school there, Drexel University, Temple. But anymore, you can just feel the one-sided, single-minded nature of the people that live in that city and in the suburbs. And it's a shame, even driving down the road, you'd be driving, minding your own business down the road. Somebody would be off on the side yakking on the phone, which was good. They pulled over. And all of a sudden, they pull right out in front of you, almost run you off the road, honk their horn at you, give you the finger, and blame you for getting in their way. True story. Happened on the way down this last week. You know, it's like the mask situation. You know, get all angry about the person not wearing a mask rather than just keep your damn distance. I don't have a problem if you wear a mask. I don't have a problem if you don't wear a mask. If you're afraid of something, you're afraid of getting the cooties, you're afraid of getting some kind of bug, whether it's the flu or something else, mind your distance. You know, if there's an enemy in the field, when you're in the military, if there's an enemy in the field and they're looking to shoot you, you don't go running up to them and say, excuse me, can you put the gun down? I don't want to get shot. You run the other way. You get away from them. If you don't like somebody, if you don't like what they're doing, stay away from them. Don't confront them. There's so much intentional confrontation that we never saw years ago. People go looking for trouble. You know, mind your own damn business. There's so much of it going on. And I bring that up because in politics, it's the same way. That's why we have the trouble we have with the political system today. You'll forgive me. My voice is going a little bit today. I don't know. I think I was yelling at the cat too much the other day. Don't even ask what happened with the cat. I got an ornery old cat that, boy, I'll tell you, she's worse than a second wife. But anyway, when you look at a discussion, look at a political discussion, and someone has a view that you don't believe in, what's the first thing that happens? You get angry at them. You start telling them they're wrong. Or you do what Facebook does and just block them, you know, shut them down. Put them in jail for 30 days. You don't like what they said. Yeah, why don't you listen to what the other person has to say? Yeah, it's funny because I've been sitting around at night after I get done a long day, and my wife sits there and we'll watch this Judge Judy. Boy, some of these people that come on there are absolutely, absolutely incredible. And stupid. That's, people are dumb as dirt. There's a vast majority of people out there, especially. Yeah, there was a core group. Maybe it's the X Gen or somewhere between the X Gen and whatever they are, where they are now. It's just absolutely dumb as dirt. No incentive, no pattern of thought or reason. And oddly, some of the younger ones coming out are starting to realize that there's something going on, and the teens these days, some of them actually are getting some brains. But that mid-generation is just ornery. That, I guess it'd be the early 20s and, you know, in that range of 18 to 24, and a range just above that, perhaps. There's a whole group of these people that were not raised. Maybe it's just that they're not raised in a religious household, not raised to believe in a higher power or higher authority. We're not raised to reason. They're brought up in the school systems that are designed to ingrain only the doctrine provided by the far left deep state. But you can't cross them. You can't reason with them. You can't show them fact. You can't show them that they're right or wrong. You can't talk to them sensibly and ask why they believe the way they do. They just do. Now, the level of just flat-out bullying and meanness. I look at, you know, George Floyd. You know, the police have a duty, have a job to do. It's got to be really tough. Now, I was an auxiliary police officer for a few years. Not like being a real cop, but we did crowd control. And we wore the police uniform. As soon as you put that uniform on, people hate you. First thing they want to do is curse at you, call you a pig. It's got to be tough. But you got to hold your own, folks. I mean, look at, you know, this George Floyd and some of the other ones. Those officers were just mean. You know, you're talking about another human being. People don't put themselves in the other person's shoes. That's the real problem. You need to put yourself in the other person's shoes and think, like the old saying, what would Jesus do? You know, put yourself in the other person's shoes and say, look, would I like to be called fat or ugly or skinny? Would I like to be called stupid? Would I like to have my head pinned against a car because someone thinks I'm not the right person, or that I'm a criminal? I don't know what's happened in this world. But I noticed it more when I was down. You know, the more people you get together, the bigger the crowd, the more you notice it. If you don't live in a big city, do yourself a favor. Drive, fly, or go to a big city just for a day. Don't say anything. Don't do anything. Just observe. It's incredible just how evil people have become. You know, is this truly the end coming? You know, we've got forest fires and heat waves. 119 degrees out in the west. I forget what city. 119 degrees. My smoker runs at 119 degrees. And that's the air temperature. Can't imagine what the pavement would be out there. There's just so much going on that you really wonder what, you know, what really is going on in this whole world. But these changes in conditions, changes in the political structure, the total intentional disparity between race, color, creed, gender, it's causing so much friction. And to see some of the kids that get bullied, been on the news a lot lately, and for the dumbest things they're being bullied for, and to bully someone who's got a disease or a mental issue is even worse than someone who's just overweight or too thin. You know, these things rest on, you know, with people for their entire lives, when they, no matter what age it happens. I remember things when I was a kid. I was a little runt when I was a kid. I got bullied on and had other things done. And to this day, I remember those. Those are the things I remember from my school days. I also remember the heroes that came to my aid. You know, a hero is a very important person. And if you ever have a chance, become that hero. You know, stand up for someone who's being bullied. Stand up for someone who's being beaten down by an oppressor. So I remember from when I was in first and second grade and fourth grade and fifth grade, I remember both the aggressors and the heroes. I still remember when in junior high school, I became the hero. And a hero by defending myself. You know, when you stand up and defend yourself, defend what you believe in, the rest of the world looks on and says, wow, that was wrong what they did to him or her. And I can still remember that. See, these are things you remember. You don't remember, psychologists tell us, you don't remember the good things in life unless they're really good. But you remember all the bad things, even if they're only a little bit bad. The mundane you don't remember at all. Those great strides you've made, or the evil that's been done to you, those things you remember. You know, terrible incidents, you remember those. Think about it. Now I can tell you the story of every cat I ever had when they died. I don't remember a lot about when they were alive, but I sure remember when they died. And when you're mean to someone, it's that memory you're impressing on those people. So you got to think about that. I don't know how anyone can do that to someone. You know, my big mission is to try to keep. Yeah, you know, sorry, you can't always keep the peace. You've got to have heated discussions. You've got to have differences. But you should be allowed to have those differences. You should be allowed to have those discussions without being berated over them. But they don't let you do that anymore. Now, you can't even disagree with a political party and say that they're wrong without getting blacklisted from the party, without getting hate letters and all kinds of nasty grams on Facebook, Twitter. If you want to do yourself a favor, go check out some of the Twitter feeds, particularly things like, Donald Trump Jr. and some of the other ones out there that are, you know, less than liked by the liberal parties. Almost any conservative on Twitter just will follow them. And look at some of the mean, they'll say something nice, something good. Every response back is mean and nasty. Same with political parties. You know, never used to see this before, but you know, I'm no great friend of Pat Toomey, which is our state U.S. senator, rather, in Pennsylvania, one of them. And sometimes I'll come and say he's wrong with what he says. But when he says something nice, like, you know, Happy Father's Day, Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, Merry Christmas. And people come back and they start saying, well, Mr. Toomey, why didn't you do this or that? No, Mr. Toomey, you don't deserve a good Christmas because you didn't do this or you didn't stand by the Republican Party. Why would you do that? So you got some homework. I'm giving you folks some homework. Keep an eye on some of these. Watch some of these posts. Look for good posts by conservative politicians. And then look for the same with liberal politicians. And see, look for the comments. Read through the comments. You'll see what I mean. You'll see why I'm doing this podcast today. Yeah, you know, my daughter was talking about posting pictures of your kids. No matter what you post. And it's funny, there was a post the other day that they said that they took down a website because someone, it was a farming website. They were talking about planting in farms and plants. And they said, you have to get, one thing you need is a good hoe, was one of the things they said in there. And they shut the website down. The automated system shut it down because it said you need to get a good hoe. What idiots. That's a bit of a digression, but you can see that things can be misconstrued. You know, and a lot of the automation we get, it causes problems too, but that's beside the point. That's a topic for another podcast. Automation is evil, is truly evil. Automation, I'm going to digress a bit here because these podcasts are a little bit open form anyway. Did you ever notice how, you know, when I was growing up, when I was a youngster, in my teens, I went and got a credit card from John Wanamaker's store, department store. Filled out the paperwork. No credit checks. There wasn't any. No credit bureaus. Had my first credit card, and I needed to get some money for a project I was working on. Went into the loan office, and the loan officer said, are you a good person? What have you done? Can we call your neighbors and ask how you are, who you are? I mean, here's four neighbors you can call. That was their credit check. If the neighbors liked you, you got credit. Can I call your boss? Does your boss like you? Now it's an automated system. Oh, crap. you got three credit cards in 6 months. You can't get credit now. Didn't have any before that. That doesn't matter. The criterion that they set for things is triggered regardless of who you are or what you do. You know, you become a racist instantly if you talk about race. What's with that? You know, you become misogynistic when you talk about women, when a man talks about women. And it's an automated response, whether it's an electronic or this human response. It's just this instant response, regardless of what the meat is behind the situation. Computers have made our lives truly bad, probably one of the worst things and yet the best things we've ever had. And now they're degrading them. They become total enemies of the public. You say, oh, I don't like Facebook or Twitter or Instagram. They're shutting me down. They're putting me in jail. No, they're not. It's the computers that are putting you down. As soon as they see certain words, oh, hey, COVID, this is great stuff. You got to go out and get the jabs, da-da-da-da-da-da. And all he said was, I went out and got my vaccination today. Now they think, because that word was in there, they think you're saying something bad about it. Unless you put up their beautiful little pre-canned logos on your page. Oh, I'm a good person. Yeah, there's my daughter, I don't know if you can see these comments, but some of the listeners after the fact won't, but killing a game character actually happened to my daughter. 7 days in jail. It was bullying. It was offensive. Something else that she told me happened to her too. It was similar to that. But you can't talk about inciting hateful violence. That's what it was. For a game character. What's with that? The whole world has turned evil. I attribute, and you know, I'm a very religious person in my own way. I believe in, it's kind of, my religious beliefs are kind of esoteric. But I believe there's a higher authority. I believe we should be responsible people. Most importantly, we are all put on this earth as equals. And we should respect each other as equals. You know, like I said, I go back to Genesis and, you know, in his image, he made man, and in his image, he made woman. The image of God. We should respect each other as though that person were us. No matter how evil or how bad they are. But if you don't have that belief in that higher authority, all of a sudden, you got no one watching over you. Imagine an elementary school class, a kindergarten class with no teacher. You wouldn't want that, would you? Now imagine your neighborhood with no police force. You need that higher authority watching over you. And yeah, there's another comment that my daughter makes. I said that girls are evil. 3 days in Facebook jail for hate. You know, when you look at the back and forth, when you look at what happens on the streets, when you look at what happens in the supermarkets, it didn't used to be like that. I'm from the old school and things weren't always perfect. I'm not proud of what people were, but back then I wasn't proud of it either. I didn't consider myself, quote, one of them. I was always an outsider because I believed that, women were equal. Women should have opportunity. Blacks and whites were the same color. There's no difference. And if you want to be crazy, be crazy. If you want to do something different, do something different. I was the crazy maniac when I was young. I was the troublemaker, the quiet troublemaker. Everybody said, he's the good boy. I could tell you some stories. If I told them here, they'd probably ban this podcast from every platform it's on. Besides, I don't really want black helicopters coming over right now. I was different in my own way. And it's funny because of the bullies. Eventually, the bullies kept away from me, knowing just how evil I could be, but evil in a good way. Because I didn't make other people feel bad. I didn't hurt other people's feelings. I didn't hate other people. And you have to look at the big picture. You really have to look at the big picture and say that there are good people and there are evil people. There are really bad people in this world. But it has nothing to do with race or color, political point of view. Yeah, just because somebody likes and thinks that, like a universal health care would be great, and someone else thinks you need a free market health care and you're totally stupid if not. Well, without looking at the facts and figures, people talk about things, especially in politics, without providing facts and figures. You can't knock someone's opinion or diss them if you don't have the facts to prove your point. So in the long and short of it, we need to go out in this world, and think. It's the old philosophy, do much more listening than talking. You can learn a lot by listening. You can learn absolutely nothing when you're talking. I think Rush Limbaugh said that once, and I forget who else said it. As long as you're talking, you're not learning anything. I guess I'm not learning anything right now, but what can I say? But it's true. It's true. You learn when you're talking, you're saying things you already know. When you're listening to what someone else has learned. And people don't do enough listening. Now, even about things you don't believe in, you need to listen to what people are saying and then try to prove factually whether or not what they're saying is accurate. Many times you'll find you're actually wrong. Happens to me all the time. And I do a lot of listening. They call me the quiet person. You have to watch the quiet ones, though, because the quiet ones are doing the listening. The quiet ones are learning all about you, all about your peers, all about what's going on in the world. And when they're ready to jump, it's like that coiled up snake sitting in the corner, just waiting to jump. Or a lion sitting by the bush, silent eyes going back and forth, only to leap in the air and grab its prey by the neck. Gotta watch the quiet ones. I've seen so many quiet people get in such trouble because at some point they just break. And when they break, they've got all the facts. Because they listened. But I'm trying to figure out where all this evil suddenly came from. Is it in the water? Is it in the food? Is it in the educational system? The book I wrote, The Dark Water Game Over, tells the story of a Bulgarian physician, renowned scientist, going on about how he found proof that they were trying to change the world, to dumb it down, to reduce the population, make people fight with each other and hate each other. Didn't believe any of it at first. The more this man went on, the more he had showed his proof. Really beginning to believe that it's true. You know, they're out for us. They're out for us. And the us is anybody but them. And them is the top 1%. And not even all the top 1%, just the 1% that believe in the way they believe. With they being the big question, still have not found out who they is. But they are there. And they are evil. How do you overcome all this? You know, I think the educational system is the big thing. One of the big things is to, you know, people say, oh, we have to vote for the right president. We have to vote for the right governors. You know who you have to vote for? There's only one group of people you have to vote for. That's your school board. You may not have kids in school. Those kids that are in school are going to be the next ones that are running the country. Remember that Nancy Pelosi was once a kid. Chuck Schumer was once a kid. And now they're the ones running the country. So vet your school board candidates very, very carefully. Go to school board meetings. Ask what's going on. Ask what they're going to teach. They don't want you to ask that. But you have a right as a taxpayer to ask those questions. Because they're the ones causing the problems today. They're the ones changing society. They set the future society by educating the children and indoctrinating them to whatever beliefs they're taught to, they're forced to teach. So I'm going to probably end this podcast a little bit early only because my voice is going on me tonight. I think it's I don't know if it's allergies or the cat, one or the other, but I'm going to kind of close this podcast down. But during the course of the week, think of something nice you can do for someone. You know, someone in a checkout line is short a dollar. Someone needs a ride in your neighborhood. Neighbor needs a hand taking their garbage out. Whatever it might be. Think of something nice you can do for someone to make up for some of this evil going around. And say your blessings and thanks that you're just alive today. That you've been given that gift. That gift is worth a lot, folks. And to use that gift in a hateful manner, to see that somebody could be so evil, it just turns my stomach sour. Anyway, I know my listeners aren't like that. We're all good people listening to this podcast. I'm sure of that. But there are those out there. We need to help them along the path. If someone is nasty to you, try to be nice to them. Yeah, it really turns the tables. I've done that a lot. It really works. Somebody comes at you, you know, do something nice for them. Really is kind of wild. Pretend that life is a game. And it's a game that you only get to play once. So play it right. God bless every one of you out there. Thank you so much for keeping us company. We will be here again next week. Normally we run 45 minutes. We're running a little bit short today only because of my voice is not holding up too well. But next week's topic right now is up in the air. But I have a couple of thoughts. And a lot depends on what happens. This is such a crazy world. The news is formed every day. It's formed minute by minute. We need to stand with each other and by each other and respect each other. Do something nice for your neighbors this week coming up. And we will see all of you same time next week. Hopefully I get my voice back. We can have a full 45-minute podcast. And again, thank you once again. You folks have a fantastic evening. God bless you all. And good night. Good night, everybody.